quiet and make yourself comfortable. Feel the surface beneath you supporting every part of your body. As you settle, sense a gentle connection to the earth, a reminder that you are grounded and safe. Imagine now placing one hand over your heart, the other on your abdomen. Inhale slowly, drawing compassion into your chest. Exhale fully, releasing tension and the need to control outcomes. With each cycle, you become more open to gentle change. Shift your attention now to your forehead. Soften it. Soften your jaw, your neck, your shoulders. Let your arms grow heavy. Allow this wave of softness to move down through your torso, hips, legs, and feet until every muscle rests in ease. I'll now count down from 12 to 1. Each number deepens your comfort, deepens your trance, and invites an inner quality. 12, calmness. 11, safety. 10, compassion. 9, patience. 8, understanding. 7, flexibility. 6, trust. 5, acceptance. 4, presence. 3, warmth. 2, openness. And 1, blissful peace. Now, envision a glowing orb in your chest. With each beat of your heart, it pulses compassion. This orb expands gently, filling your entire torso with a soft, welcoming light, the light of acceptance. When you are ready, imagine stepping through a doorway in that light, moving into the deeper realms of your subconscious, where true transformation occurs. Now, picture yourself on a gentle hillside at dawn. A warm breeze lifts you slightly, so you float, buoyed by compassionate air. Each breath brings you deeper into relaxation and receptivity. Ahead of you, a spiral path leads downward toward a tranquil meadow. With each step, notice the soft crunch of earth beneath your feet, anchoring you, while the breeze carries away any lingering tension or rigid ideals. At the center of the meadow stands a mirror of still water. Peer into it and see a reflection of yourself, calm, compassionate, and patient. Know that this version of you holds the key to loving Alec through both togetherness and space. Beneath a silver birch tree, find a smooth pebble. Press your fingers into its cool surface. This is your compassion pebble. Whenever you need patience, you can mentally touch this pebble and recall this tranquil meadow. And as you hold the compassion pebble in your mind, bring awareness to the perfectionistic ideal you've held. To share every moment with Alec as if bound seamlessly side by side. That has been your perfectionistic ideal for some time. Recognize that expecting unwavering togetherness can feel like wearing a heavy chain, precious but restrictive when Alec needs pause. Feel gratitude for your chain, honoring its intention to protect your union, but also sense the relief as the pebble's energy loosens it. From now on, say the following words. I allow space to flow between Alec and me, trusting that our love remains strong regardless of distance. Imagine the following scene. Alec sits quietly, lost in thought. In the past, you might have labeled this a failure of connection. Now, see it as his inner work unfolding. Feel the warmth of your compassion pebble's vibration in your hand. Hear a calm whisper. A calm whisper that says, my acceptance nourishes his growth. My patience builds our bridge. Also, say to yourself, when I notice distance, I press my compassion pebble, breathe deeply, and offer a silent support. The more I accept, the more Alec feels safe to return. Now, visualize rewriting the script of your relationship. Instead of rigid scenes, you write prompts such as these. When plans shift, we explore together or apart, honoring both. Our relationship is like a hanging chime in a gentle breeze. Each piece moves independently, yet together they create harmony. When one swings aside, another stabilizes the rhythm. I respond to change with curiosity and kindness, knowing each direction adds to our overall harmony. Picture now planting a seed in a garden. You water it, not every day, but with intention, knowing it takes time. Each moment you let Alec be himself is another nourishing drop. See next week. Alec steps back for reflection. I greet him not with impatience, but with a calm smile, reflecting the pebble's light in my heart. Envision journaling afterwards with these words. Today I honored his space. He returned feeling supported. Notice the sense of pride and deepened connection this brings you. In addition to the compassion pebble, create a physical anchor, twisting the ring finger of your other hand into a gentle curl. When you use both anchors, you amplify acceptance and presence. Try it now, mentally, in your imagination. Mentally press your compassion pebble as you curl your ring finger. Feel a wave of combined calm and compassion. Repeat to yourself the following statement. Whenever I sense idealism creeping in, I activate both anchors, realigning my heart to patient love. Each morning with Alec, press the compassion pebble and curl ring finger as you share three breaths. Whisper the following words. I support your journey and our bond endures. Once a week, journal together. One moment of space honored. One moment of reunion cherished. Read them out loud, acknowledging growth. When old perfectionistic thoughts surface, when old ideals thoughts surface. Picture them as feathers drifting up and away. Use your anchors to ground back into love. Invite Alec to hold a pebble of his own, representing his inner journey. Exchange pebbles silently as a symbol of mutual patience. You can do this in your imagination, or you can coordinate this with Alec and actually do it physically, both in person. You can imagine this experience, or you can actually do it. It's whatever is practical and easier to do the day you do this hypnosis. Now it's time to return, carrying these new patterns. I'll count from 1 to 7. With each number, you become more alert, energized, and anchored in compassionate acceptance, bringing gentle movement back to your toes now. 1, bringing gentle movement back to your toes. 2, feeling warmth in your feet. 3, drawing energy up your legs. 4, easing into your hips and torso. 5, feeling your arms awaken, ready to embrace. 6, deepening breath, sensing the room with clarity. And 7, eyes open, fully present, anchored in love and patience. That's right.